MLC Ruth Forrest, member of the Legislative Council, independent member for Murchison. Accusations against State Minister Rhian Hitting of using bullying tactics at a parliamentary... well, Ruth's on the line to tell us about it. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
So this was at a dinner, at a function, right?
Yes, it was essentially a social function. It was in the reception room of Parliament House, which is a room that's used for public events. And there were members of the public there in as partners of some members, as well as members. And we had our guest speaker, which is the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Anna Burke.
Right. Now, the conversation was relating to rail corridors.
That's right. The legislation that's in front of our House at the moment.
Yep. And what happened?
Well, when the Minister came... I had a spare seat beside me. He came and sat down between entree and main course and pretty quickly launched into a fairly heated and aggressive conversation about the bill and the need to have it passed the following day. And he made threats to me that if it wasn't passed the following day when we were due to debate it, and we didn't delay it any further with adjournment or sending it to a committee or anything like that, that funding that was, funding grant that was a live grant with the Commonwealth Government at the moment for the Burnie Wynyard Rail Trail project would be lost and gone, and that would basically be on my head because the funding would be lost as a result of this legislation not progressing at that time.
So I actually said you'd lose the money?
He said the money wouldn't flow. That was what he said, yes.
Okay, and according to your press release, he used a derogatory tone, loud, intimidating, aggressive, and of a personal nature.
Yeah, after he went over that point a number of times about the funding for the Burnie Wynyard Rail project, which I was very well aware of. I'd had a discussion with the Burnie Mayor, Anita Dow, I think that day or the day before about it. And I'd had briefings previously about it from both Waratah Wynyard Council and Burnie Council. And then he sort of started a more personal attack about what my colleagues say about me, and then he also attacked another key stakeholder in the that's very experienced in this area and has done a lot of work on this bill itself and the concerns they had in terms of tourism rail. And we do have competing interests here, and it's always difficult when there are competing interests, particularly when one party feels they haven't been heard. And the particularly the tourism rail people who have done a lot of work in this area have been frustrated many times because access to the rail corridor has been their big challenge. And on these disused rail lines, there's still issues with access because TasRail still manage those lines and those corridors, and there are national safety standards have been met and all of that. So these guys have been working for a long time and have a real deep interest and knowledge in what the rail requirements, safety requirements and other requirements are. So I found that pretty offensive, the language he used in relation to that particular gentleman.
What sort of language did he use?
Oh, well, he called him, as if he was an idiot, a dither and a dill, and didn't have any support, and that's not true. You know, I know this man quite well, so that's not true. And I think, you know, it was just an unnecessary attack on another person that had no substance in my view, because I know this person well. And I think it was unnecessary. I mean, it's not the sort of thing you should do when you're trying to get a piece of legislation through. We should say, well, how can we work on this together? Clearly you've got some issues that are not... represent people who've got issues that are not being met currently in the bill as it stands. Can we fix it?
And you said he also mentioned that he used third persons as an example of how other people feel about you. What did he say?
Oh, he was just referring to what my colleagues say about me. And when I asked him to name who said what, he wouldn't. So it was just, you know, an ambit sort of, you know, trying to dig at me, I guess, you know.
Right.
That sort of thing. Yeah. I mean, I just asked him, Maggie Thatcher, I think, might have used the line in the past, you know, who are they, what are their names, which is exactly what I said to him, and then he just deflected to something else. So
what sort of things did he say about you? Can you give us an example?
Oh, just that he said that I wanted to send the bill to a committee, which is not true. I never said that. I know some members were discussing whether that should. I'd made a comment that, you know, this is a sort of example where a bill could benefit from a committee, but I had not made any commitment or any decision to try and refer it to a committee, though I believe other members may have. But that didn't happen anyway. The debate was adjourned, but it wasn't. And there was a decision at the time which was adjourned for the first time, and adjourned means put on hold to the next sitting. It wasn't within the House didn't believe it was necessary to send it to a committee. We thought we could deal with the concerns with time to discuss with the key stakeholders what their concerns were and perhaps amend the bill to ensure that as best as you can, you get legislation that supports the needs of everybody, the people who really support the cycle trails, which I do. I absolutely support them. I think they're really a valuable asset in the community. Health and wellbeing benefits are enormous. And I've said quite openly, we do need legislation to protect these rail corridors so they don't get subsumed into farmland and things like that, so that it becomes very difficult to reopen them. There's mixed models that we can approach here, and that was my concern particularly, that we need to try and look at ways we can share the corridor rather than have a one or other approach. And the Minister told us in the briefing it was a one or other approach, and that was a great concern to me.